I had to learn how to use it. Coming to you from Riverside, California, this is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. In podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Today is Psalms Wednesday, and we'll read chapter 119. Last week, we read the shortest psalm and the shortest chapter in the Bible. Psalm 119 is the longest. We're going to skip the On This Date in Church History segment, but I will have an introduction for you on Psalm 119, after which I'll have some comments. The title of today's episode is Ode to the Owner's Manual. If you'd like to make a comment on today's episode, go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E280, where you'll find the show notes. Scroll to the very bottom of the page and you'll find a place there to leave your comment. If you'd like to send me an email, I'd like to get it. Send it to steve@lifespringmedia.com. Let's get started. We don't know who the author of Psalm 119 is, but we do know that it's another acrostic. There's 22 sections of 8 verses each in this psalm, and each section is assigned one of the 22 Hebrew letters in succession, with each verse in each section beginning with that letter. Psalm 119 is written to glorify God and His Word, and nearly every verse mentions Scripture in one way or another. The most common word used in 119 for the Scriptures is law, or in Hebrew, Torah. It appears 25 times, but there are other words used. There's the Hebrew word dabar, or debar, which is translated as word in English, and that appears 24 times. Judgments, or mishpatim, is used 23 times. Testimonies, in Hebrew, is used 23 times. Commandments is used 22 times. Statutes is used 21 times. Precepts, 21 times. And another form of the word, or imrah, is used 19 times. Now, it's important to note that, without exception, every mention of the Scripture is tied to its author, God. This psalm is not just a celebration of Scripture, but of God, the giver of Scripture. I like what Charles Spurgeon had to say about Psalm 119. He said, "This wonderful psalm, from its great length, helps us to wonder at the immensity of Scripture. From its keeping to one subject, it helps us to adore the unity of Scripture, for it is but one. Yet, from the many turns it gives to the same thought, it helps you to see the variety of Scripture. Some have said that in it there is an absence of variety, but that is merely the observation of those who have not studied it. I have weighed each word and looked at each syllable with lengthened meditation, and I bear witness that this sacred song has no tautology in it, but is charmingly varied from beginning to end. Its variety is that of a kaleidoscope. From a few objects, a boundless variation is produced. In the kaleidoscope, you look once, and there's a strangely beautiful form. You shift the glass a very little, and another shape, equally delicate and beautiful, is before your eyes. So it is here." That was good, huh? Charles Bridges said, "Luther professed that he prized this psalm so highly that he would not take the whole world in exchange for one leaf of it." So, enough introduction. Let's read Psalm 119. Psalms chapter 119. "Happy are those whose way is without blame, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who keep His law and look for Him with all their heart. They also do not sin, but walk in His ways. You have set down laws that we should always obey. Oh, that my ways may always be in keeping with Your law. Then I will not be put to shame when I respect Your word. I will praise You with a heart that is right when I learn how right You judge. I will obey Your law. Do not leave me all alone. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living in Your word. I have looked for You with all my heart. Do not let me turn from Your law. Your word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against You. Great and honored are You, O Lord. Teach me Your law. I have told with my lips of all the laws of Your mouth.
I have found as much joy in following your law as one finds in much riches. I will think about your law and have respect for your ways. I will be glad in your law. I will not forget your word. Do good to your servant so I may live and obey your word. Open my eyes so that I may see great things from your law. I am a stranger on the earth. Do not hide your word from me. My soul is crushed with a desire for your law at all times. You speak sharp words to the proud, the hated ones, because they turn from your word. Take away shame and bad feelings from me, for I have kept your law. Even if rulers sit together and speak against me, your servant thinks about your law. Your law is my joy, and it tells me what to do. My soul is laid in the dust. Give me new life because of your word. I have told about my ways, and you have answered me. Teach me your law. Make me understand the way of your law, so I will talk about your great works. My soul cries because of sorrow. Give me strength because of your word. Take the false away from me. Show your loving favor by giving me your law. I have chosen the faithful way. I have set your law in front of me. I hold on to your law, O Lord. Do not put me to shame. I will run the way of your law, for you will give me a willing heart. O Lord, teach me the way of your law, and I will obey it to the end. Give me understanding. Then I will listen to your word and obey it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of your word, for I find joy in it. Turn my heart toward your law, so I will not earn money in a wrong way. Turn my eyes away from things that have no worth, and give me new life because of your ways. Keep your promise to your servant, the promise you made to those who fear and worship you. Turn away the shame that I do not want to come to me, for your law is good. Oh, how I desire your law! Give me new life because of your right and good way. May your loving kindness also come to me, O Lord. May you save me, as your word says. Then I will have an answer for the one who puts me to shame, for I trust in your word. Do not take the word of truth out of my mouth, for I hope in your law. I will always obey your law forever and ever. I will walk as a free man, for I look for your law. I will speak of your law in front of kings, and I will not be ashamed. I will be glad in your law, which I love. I will lift up my hands to your word which I love, and I will think about your law. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. Your word has given me new life. This is my comfort in my suffering. The proud always laugh at me, but I do not turn away from your law. I have remembered your law from a long time ago, O Lord, and I am comforted. Burning anger comes upon me because of the sinful who turn away from your law. Your laws are my songs in whatever house I stay. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I have kept your law. It has become my way to obey your law. The Lord is my share. I have promised to obey your word. I begged for your favor with all my heart. Show me your love because of your word. I thought about my ways and turned my steps to your law. I hurried and did not wait to obey your law. The ropes of the sinful are all around me, but I have not forgotten your law. I will rise late in the night to give thanks to you because your law is right and good. I am a friend to all who fear you and of those who keep your law. The earth is full of your loving kindness, O Lord. Teach me your law. You have done good to your servant, O Lord, because of your word. Teach me what I should know to be right and fair, for I believe in your law. Before I suffered, I went the wrong way, but now I obey your word. You are good, and you do good. Teach me your law. The proud have put together a lie against me. I will keep your law with all my heart. Their heart is covered with fat, but I find joy in your law. It is good for me that I was troubled, so that I might learn your law. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands made me and put me together. Give me an understanding to learn your law. May those who fear you see me and be glad, for I have put my hope in your word. O Lord, I know that what you decide is right and good. You punish me because you are faithful. May your loving kindness comfort me because of your promise to your servant. Let your loving pity come to me so I may live, for your law is my joy. May the proud be ashamed because they do wrong to me for no reason, but I will think about your law. May those who fear you and those who know your law turn to me. Let my heart be without blame in your law. Do not let me be put to shame. My soul becomes weak with desire for your saving power, but I have put hope in your word. My eyes become weak with desire for your word. I say, when will you comfort me? I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, but I do not forget your law. How long must your servant wait? When will you punish those who make it hard for me? The proud have dug deep holes for me. They do not obey your law. All of your word is faithful. Help me, for they have made it hard for me with a lie. They almost destroyed me on the earth, but I did not turn away from your law. Give me life again by your loving kindness, and I will keep the word of your mouth. Forever, O Lord, your word will never change in heaven. You are faithful to all people for all time. You have made the earth, and it stands. They stand today by your law, for all things serve you. I would have been lost in my troubles if your law had not been my joy. I will never forget your word, for by it you have given me new life. I am yours, save me, for I have looked to your law. The sinful wait to destroy me, but I will think about your word. I have seen that all things have an end, even if they are perfect, but your word is without end. Oh, how I love your law! It is what I think about all through the day. Your word makes me wiser than those who hate me, for it is always with me. I have better understanding than all my teachers because I think about your law. I have a better understanding than those who are old because I obey your word. I have kept my feet from every sinful way so that I may keep your word. I have not turned away from your law, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet is your word to my taste! It is sweeter than honey to my mouth. I get understanding from your law, and so I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have promised that I will keep your law, and I will add strength to this promise. I am in much suffering. O Lord, give me life again by your word. Take my willing gift of thanks, O Lord, and teach me your law. My life is always in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The sinful have set a trap for me, yet I have not turned from your law. I have been given your law forever. It is the joy of my heart. I have set my heart on obeying your law forever, even to the end. I hate those who have two ways of thinking, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my battle covering. I put my hope in your word. Go away from me, you who do wrong, so I may keep the word of my God. Hold me up by your word, and I will live. Do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up so I will be safe, and I will always have respect for your law. You turn away from all those who turn from your law. They fool themselves with their own lying. You put away like waste all the sinful of the earth, so I love your law. My flesh shakes in fear of you, and I am afraid of how you may punish. I have done what is fair and right. Do not leave me to those who would make it hard for me. Promise that you will bring good to your servant. Do not let the proud make it hard for me. My eyes have become weak with desire for your saving power and for your word that is right and good. Act in your loving kindness toward your servant and teach me your laws. I am your servant. Give me understanding so I may know your law. It is time for you to work, Lord, for they have broken your law. I love your word more than gold, more than pure gold, and so I look upon all of your law as right. I hate every false way. Your laws are wonderful, and so I obey them. The opening of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the childlike. I opened my mouth wide, breathing with desire for your law. Turn to me and show me loving favor, as you always do to those who love your name. Set my steps in your word. Do not let sin rule over me. Set me free from the power of man, and I will obey your law. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your law. Tears flow from my eyes because of those who do not keep your law. You are right and good, O Lord, and your law is right. The law you have made is right and good and very faithful. I feel weak because those who hate me have forgotten your word. Your word is very pure, and your servant loves it. I am not important, and I am hated, but I do not forget your law. You are right forever, and your law is truth. Trouble and suffering have come upon me, yet your word is my joy. Your law is right forever. Give me understanding, and I will live. I cried with all my heart, "Answer me, O Lord, I will keep your law." I cried to you, "Save me, and I will keep your word." I rise before the morning comes and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. My eyes wait for the night hours, so I may think about your word. Hear my voice because of your loving kindness. O Lord, give me new life again because of your law. Those who follow sinful ways come near, but they are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all of your word is truth. I learned from your law long ago that you made it to last forever. Look upon my suffering and take me from it, for I do not forget your law. Stand by me and set me free. Give me life again because of your word. Your saving help is far from the sinful, for they do not look to your law. Your loving kindness is great, O Lord. Give me life again because of your law. There are many who hate me and make it hard for me, yet I do not turn from your law. I look with hate on those who cannot be trusted because they do not keep your word. Think about how I love your law. Give me life again, O Lord, because of your loving kindness. All of your word is truth, and every one of your laws, which are always right, will last forever. Rulers make it hard for me for no reason, but my heart honors your words with fear. I am made happy by your word, like one who finds great riches. I hate what is false, but I love your law. I praise you 7 times a day because your law is right. Those who love your law have great peace, and nothing will cause them to be hurt in their spirit. I hope for your saving power, O Lord, and I follow your word. I obey your law, for I love it very much. I obey your word and laws, for you know all my ways. Let me come to you, O Lord. Give me understanding because of your word. Let my prayer come to you. Help me because of your word. May praise come from my lips, for you teach me your law. May my tongue sing about your word, for all of your word is right and good. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your law. I have much desire for your saving power, O Lord. Your law is my joy. Let me live so I may praise you, and let your law help me. I have gone from the way like a lost sheep. Look for your servant, for I do not forget your word.
Well, beloved, as I said in the introduction, the word for scripture that is used most in this psalm is Torah, which is rightly translated as law. But it's interesting that the second, perhaps more nuanced definition of Torah is direction. God's law is very accurately described by some as an owner's manual for us. Several years ago, the church where I was in charge of the tech used in the sanctuary for over 20 years did a complete remodel in the sanctuary. The whole undertaking took over a year, and part of the project was to upgrade the sound system, and since I was the tech guy, it was my job to recommend new equipment. And once the new equipment arrived, I had to learn how to use it. Guess what was the first thing I looked for when I opened the boxes? Yeah, the owner's manual. I wanted to be sure we got the best sound out of the new hardware, and I wanted to be sure I didn't break anything. I wanted to use the equipment as it was made to be used. Well, God created us, and He knows how we best operate and how we can best reach our highest potential. And that's why His law was given to us. It was because of His great loving kindness. God didn't want us thrashing about trying to figure things out on our own. And this psalm is filled with praise to God for giving us directions for our life. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and for revealing yourself to us through your word. What are your thoughts? Let me know. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E280. Tomorrow is Poetry Thursday, and we'll read Proverbs 29 and 30. We'll read more contrasts between the wise and the foolish.
Boost.
Boost a grand.
Sean of
San Pedro
came in with 4,567 sats today, 4,567. And of course, he used the Fountain app and he said, I missed some boosts. Well, thank you, Sean, for catching up. I appreciate it. And beloved, in case you're not quite sure how sats work or what they are, sats are tiny little bits of Bitcoin. Sat is short for Satoshi, and Satoshi are named after the inventor of Bitcoin, Satoshi Nakamoto. So what is a sat worth? It's equal to 1/100,000,000 of one Bitcoin. In U.S. dollars, as of the time I'm recording this, it's 0.00029756 U.S. dollars, or far less than one penny. 100 sats is worth just under 3 cents. 1,000 sats sounds like a lot, right? It's just under 30 cents. 10,000 sats is equal to about $2.98. You get the idea. So, in case you thought it was too expensive to get into streaming sats and boosting your favorite podcaster, who could that be? It certainly doesn't have to be expensive. As with all of Value for Value, you decide how much the show is worth to you. The cool thing about streaming sats is that while you're listening, your Podcasting 2.0 app will send the amount of sats that you tell it to directly to the show. You don't have to think about it. It happens automatically. So let's say you decide to send 100 sats a minute. For a 15-minute show, you'll send 1,500 sats to support the show. Again, it sounds like a lot, but at today's Bitcoin value, that's just under 45 cents. So if you decide that that episode was worth more than that, you can send a boost. Again, you decide the value. Let's say you want to boost $10. So you'd boost 33,606 sats. That sounds like an awful lot, but again, it's $10. Now, if you want to play with this, the guys over at the Fountain app have put together a really easy to understand 3-step tutorial on how to get started. I've linked it up at lifespringmedia.com/streamsats, of course, all one word. That URL will take you directly to the tutorial. lifespringmedia.com/streamsats.
Chapters, transcripts, images, links, stream micropayments to the podcast, and send Satoshis in real time over the Lightning Network using a compatible Podcasting 2.0 app. Just go to newpodcastapps.com. That's newpodcastapps.com. And for more info, go to podcastindex.org.
Boost!
Well, there is no news yet on the birth of our granddaughter, and I got in trouble. I blew it yesterday. The name is supposed to be a secret, so don't tell anybody, okay? And as a matter of fact, just forget you ever heard it. That way we'll both stay out of the doghouse. I will let you know as soon as there's any news. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, like the psalmist, we thank you for your word, which is rich with your wisdom and your love for us. It's been a part of my life for over 50 years now, Lord, and I still feel like I've barely scratched the surface. Every time I study, you show me something new. You draw me closer to you as you reveal more of yourself through it, and I'm compelled to worship you as a result. I praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord, that you'll bless the LifeSpring family today. Lead us, guide us, direct us, Lord. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer.lifespringmedia.com is the place you want to go if you have a prayer request or a praise to share. comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E280. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Kirsty, Sean of San Pedro, and Denise have my everlasting thanks and admiration. Thank you guys for helping me out. Thanks to those of you who faithfully stream Sats and Boost. I see the Sats coming in, and I appreciate you for that. Of course, you know, when you stream, you're anonymous, so I can't thank you by name, but you know who you are, and God bless you. And thank you for inviting me into your life today. I appreciate you, and I know you have a lot of other things you could be listening to, but you listen here, and I thank you for that. Support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support. Pick up one of those podcasting 2.0 apps at newpodcastapps.com. They've got them for both Android and iOS. And also, if you listen on the web, if you listen in a browser, you can do that too. Find out more at newpodcastapps.com. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.